When you think about the constant discussion, debates, and challenges we face here in Pennsylvania, rare diseases, as many of you have said, isn't something that readily occurs to many people. And yet, as the numbers show, there are many rare diseases. The numbers of families that are touched and affected are far larger than most people would guess, and even the approved treatments are far fewer than the needs warrant. So, as Representative Longetti said, shining the spotlight today is necessary and very timely as we await the release of the report. There are hundreds of news conferences here at the Capitol, but this, to me, is decidedly different. When I see how individuals are coping with the limitations and the challenges imposed by the various diseases, and the commitment and effort that is evident in trying to change things for the better, to me, it is incredibly inspiring. I also see individuals who are not discouraged easily, who are not stopped short because of a lack of understanding. I have witnessed firsthand the struggles of my longtime friend, Marie Conley, who is a champion of this cause. And now that we have this council, a constructive opportunity resulting from energetic and well-conceived advocacy, like people like Marie, and of course, the legislative MVP champion, Representative Marcy Topol. The council will offer all of us a platform to make a difference when policies are being set and funding priorities are being decided. The cost of misdiagnosis and conditions undetected, you all know too well, is tremendous. Getting the right diagnosis early and finding available treatment is immensely cost-effective compared to the endless batteries of tests and attempts at the wrong cures. So we acknowledge today and commend the medical professionals and the institutions at which they work for research, treatment, and care they offer will improve lives for those with rare diseases. So my message to you today and to all those you are representing is that we deeply regret the difficulties and struggles which you must contend with. And we are truly blessed by your spirit, your courage, and your quest to better the lives of others. So I'm honored to be here today in your presence as we kick this off and recognize those who were the champions to get this effort started in Pennsylvania. My congratulations, thanks for your work and your continued work. We look forward to working together to help find all those cures. Marie, thank you.